Oh my god! Oh my god!
Yes! Yes! Oh, let me taste your tears, Scott. Your tears are so yummy and sweet. Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness. Yummy.
Look, I need to apologize to every single one of you watching this video. I thought the previous video that I made, which was a meme compilation of the greatest woke liberal meltdown videos, would be enough to quench your thirst for salty libtard tears. However, I'm here to rectify that mistake by providing a second meme compilation of the greatest libtard meltdowns online right now. Brand new footage that you've never seen, and hopefully this will quench your thirst for salty libtard tears. However, if I have still failed you and the first video and this being the second video has still not quenched your thirst, let's make a deal. If this video gets to 250 likes and over 100 comments and you share this everywhere and the video goes viral, on Monday I will upload a 1 hour meme compilation of the greatest libtard meltdowns you have ever seen in your life, and that should finally quench your thirst for salty liberal tears. So if you want to see that for Monday, please like, subscribe, hit the bell notification and leave a comment down below and share this about everywhere. If you want to follow me on Twitter for even more spicier views and opinions, links in the pinned top comment along with my Discord server. But yeah, I love yous all, and as always, keep on rolling. Have a great day and a better week to follow, and make America great again. See yous.
Stop. Stop. See, that's why I'm recording, because the cops ain't gonna believe this shit.
Shave the head. Glasses. I don't know where you get these big glasses, but we all have them. So if you want to be one of us, you've got to find these somewhere in a store. I don't know where I got these, but everybody's got them. The septum piercing. Get that right away. For some reason, that unites us. The passport. Get your passport. You're going to need it. Plan B. Pharmacy right away. You've got to go to your pharmacy and get your Plan B. And most importantly, you cannot wear a bra ever again. Okay, then there's this. You've got to do this. You've got to tape that baby up. You gotta tape it up. I'm gonna just tell you. The blue bracelet. Don't forget the blue bracelet. Don't forget the blue bracelet so we know who we are. Okay. I don't know where to get these glasses. We all have them, and I can't tell you where to get them. I don't know. But I'm going to get some duct tape. I don't have any duct tape right now. I only had the backing tape, but I'm getting the duct tape.
I was just walking down the street to go get my medication because I'm out and I need it for today. And I saw a woman walking her two kids. And she had this look on her face. And I looked at her, we made eye contact, we both kind of nodded. Like we were both just devastated. And you could just tell in her eyes. I can't believe this country did this again. Why did I let myself have hope?
I'm fucking feral today. Feral! If you see me, keep walking. Do not make eye contact. Do not square up at me. Don't act like you know me. Like, I want to eat... Like, maybe they voted for Kamala, but, like, I want to eat them right now. Like, I want to take a bite out of those glutes in a bad way.
I would go as far to say that I would purchase a Glock, and if you and I are walking on the same street and it's dark out and you're a white male, you have to be white for this to count, okay? If you're a white male, even if you don't approach me, I will... I know. So, has to be on the street, you and I, has to be at nighttime. During the day, not so much, but at nighttime, okay? And you have to have very white skin, and be a male.
No problem. Wow. Genius you are. Can we stop with that? I appreciate it. I don't like the stupid turkeys. All right, let's just knock that stupid shit off, please. All right. I did. I said I was leaving. And then the following day, get that through your dumb heads. The following day, I turned around and I said that there's no chance in the world that I'm leaving my country. Thank you very much. All right. I'm not leaving anyway. You leave. This is my country. And I have every right... Every single right within which to turn around, would we stop so we can... All right, 2 seconds, I'm gonna end up blocking this idiot.
Lost faith in humanity, clap your hands. If you've lost faith in humanity, and this is your villain origin story, if you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands.
You there. What are your pronouns?
They, them, sir.
And you, Argadian, what are your pronouns?
Z here.
Z here.
You?
Black woman.
Are you serious?
Spartans! How many genders?
We can't let this nonsense spread any further, Spartan. You have to put things straight.
I will literally put things straight, my love. He doesn't say it. There's no room for jokes when it's war. Not in Sparta. No place to discuss some mentally ill stuff.
And scarier. But I just want to put this out there again. Gays, you may not be safe. So to be gay in America, much less trans, because they're obsessed with trans people, to be LGBT in America, is not going to be a safe thing anymore. So to be a woman in America will be even less safe than it already is.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
I'm so glad you guys got your cheap ass groceries and your cheap ass fucking gas, cause you're fucking broke as shit. You're fucking broke. You're fucking broke. Broke. I said I'm fucking being serious. You're fucking broke.
Done with the bullshit. I'm done. If you voted for Trump, I think you're a fucking loser. I think you're stupid. I think you're a moron. I think you're evil. I think that you deserve by my hands. More specifically, by the rake that's in my hand that I'm using as a bludgeon on your fucking skull. You fucking loser. I'm better than you. You're a horrible person. You don't deserve air. Fucking before I get to you. Do it. Right now. Reply. Reply with a video. Fucking loser.
6 fucking years. It took us 6 fucking years to get us citizenship. I know people. I know some people need more time. I know some people don't ever get their citizenship. But we worked so hard for it. She worked so hard for it. I was just a kid. We came here because she wanted a better life for us. She wanted a better education for us. She wanted us to have a better future. And now. Now this is all going to be taken away because of him. Because of that stupid. Stupid. Oh my god. Stupid fucking. Felon. He's a felon. He's a felon. He's a felon. I don't want him here anymore. I can't. I'm not coming back. I'm never coming back here until he leaves the house. He's ruining my life, her life, and the life of every single immigrant in this country.
It's November 6th. It's the day after the election. And yep. I can't believe that the McRib isn't back!
What's wrong with you? I can't do this anymore. I'm literally sick. I'm literally sick to my stomach. What has happened to America? What has happened to democracy? What has happened to freedom? I'm done. This is a message to anyone who follows me. If you voted for Trump, unfollow me and block me. If you didn't vote, unfollow me and block me. The fact that it's this close means I've lost all hope in the American people. Like, it should not be this close. Why would anyone vote for this person? He's so evil. He's so demented. Kamala's not perfect. We all know that. We all know that. She is not a convicted felon, rapist, crazy fascist, dictator, psycho.
You know what? I hope these fucking people are happy about what they've done. Because this country is going to be fucking ruined. And it's going to be all in his hand. And I hope you motherfucking MAGA supporters, when this is over and this country is far worse, because J.D. Vance is going to be the president, not fucking Trump, you morons. But I hope at the end of this, when we're destroyed, that you fuckers are happy. I fucking hope you're happy.
Word of God, if you idiots elect that demented man, I will burn this whole fucking place to the ground.
How did we get here?
I'm done. I'm done.
I'm done. Nice to meet ya, having a little trouble with the fact I beat ya. I guess so. Music to my ears got me thirsty though. Ooh, gushing. You done got me buzzing. Nothing hits the spot like an arrogant twat balling on TikTok. Raise a shot. Oh, I've been sipping, sipping. Nothing satisfies like the taste of the glass. They're flipping, tripping. Quenching my soul, but I never get full. Bottomless glass, no empty cups. Bathe in the rain of pretentious fucks who don't listen. I dissent. Pour me another hairy sissin. I'm sipping. Good God, you're a touchy bunch. Fresh tears to wash down my lunch. Sanctimonious fruit punch. Lap up the juice of entitled country. Hating bitches. Drink it like fishes. Mm-mm, delicious. One of my favorite dishes. True chemo wishes. Grinning like Ulysses. Mega back in business. Oh, I've been sipping, sipping.
Good game, 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 good game.
There's no point in saying good morning, because it certainly is not one.
I don't deserve to touch a woman for the next part. So, hope you got it.